Classes at Howard University in Washington, D.C. are canceled today. It's a mental health day for students and staff after Howard got two bomb threats this week. In fact, several historically black colleges and universities have been the target of threats, prompting lockdowns and evacuations during this first week of Black History Month. Brittany Brown of the Gulf States Newsroom reports on how some students in Mississippi are coping.
Jackson State University says it first received a bomb threat at 4:15 Tuesday morning. Calvert White is a junior there and says he first learned about it on social media.
My first thought was that it definitely was not coincidental. These are not individual threats.
Officials later concluded that the bomb threats were unsubstantiated. Campus activities continued with greater law enforcement presence. But White says even though the threat didn't materialize, he's still deeply disturbed by it.
Especially as an HBCU student, we are constantly under pressure and under stress, you know, outside factors that have nothing to do with us in our education that are trying to, you know, limit us in any way possible.
Some JSU students, like Roderick Talley, still did not feel it safe to return to campus. He says the bomb threats reminded him of other acts of violence, both in decades past and more recent.
It made me very, very uneasy, and I was almost instantly reminded of the 1963 bombing in Birmingham at 16th Street Baptist Church. And I just thought, like, you know, if people are in this day and age, if you think about how they ride at the Capitol, I take it very serious. I took it very serious.
Several other HBCUs in Mississippi, including Alcorn State University and Tougaloo College, received threats. So did a number of HBCUs in other states, including Maryland. Here's Aminta Bro, president of Bowie State University, during a press conference Monday.
We've been here for over 150 years providing education, outstanding, excellent education to our students, and that's our mission. So no, we will not be deterred.
You think about what has historically been the role of an HBCU. They serve to raise the consciousness of black people in the United States.
James Thomas is an associate professor of sociology at the University of Mississippi. He says this wave is a part of a pattern of scare tactics seen throughout history.
What's the purpose of the bomb threat? The aim is to sort of silence potential dissent, to instill fear, to reassert dominance.
The FBI is investigating the threats and has reportedly identified persons of interest. Here in Mississippi, Governor Tate Reeves took to Twitter, pledging that the state will do everything in its power to keep Mississippians safe. Like many other HBCUs that were targeted this week, Howard University in Washington, D.C. is beefing up security and offering counseling to those who need it. Howard's president, Wayne Frederick.
And in this month of Black History, we must remember that those who came before us had these fights and larger fights to fight. But the reason that they won is because they did it together.
It's a call to action that Jackson State University student Calvert White is urging his counterparts at other HBCUs to follow.
Please understand that this is a much bigger fight than just prominent leaders or student activists. Each and every one of y'all are leaders. Understand that your voice is just as important as the next person's. So please, please speak up.
For Here and Now, I'm Brittany Brown.